It is your KORN News Radio Sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz. Not much news on the Major League Baseball front as the Major League Baseball and their Players Association. They're scheduled to meet tomorrow. And this will be their first negotiations between the parties broke off their labor talks on December 1st. Major League Baseball, they've been preparing a new proposal for the Players Union. Management locked out the union on December 2nd following the expiration of their collective bargaining agreement. Still over a month away here, but we're getting close to it. February 16th is when spring training starts in Florida and Arizona. So it is expected that spring training will be delayed, but hopefully no games will be delayed for Major League Baseball. Former New York Met Keith Hernandez, he'll have his number 17 jersey retired by the Mets this summer. He spent seven seasons as a player with the Mets, part of that 1986 World Series team. He's also spent much of the past three decades as a broadcaster for the franchise. The Mets announced that Hernandez will be the fourth player to have his uniform retired. It will be a ceremony prior to their Miami game on July 9th. O'Gorman Jr., Bergen Riley, she was named the South Dakota Gatorade Volleyball Player of the Year yesterday. No surprise, as she's ranked fifth in the country for the class of 2023. She's going to the University of Nebraska for volleyball. She had 393 assists last season, 191 kills, along with 174 digs. She hit 341 on the season, leading O'Gorman over Washington to a Class AA state title back in November. Second straight year that Bergen Riley has won Player of the Year, and she will likely win it again next year as a senior. Mitchell Marlins Hockey, they'll have their fifth annual Pink the Rink event coming up this Saturday at the Mitchell Activity Center. Annual event raises money and awareness for cancer, as they'll dye the ice pink coming up this weekend. This year's recipients will be the Mitchell Heart and Soul Cancer Organization, plus the Wounded Warrior Project. Mitchell Marlin girls, they take on Yankton Saturday at 3 o'clock, followed by the boys at 8 o'clock. They'll take on Sioux Center, Iowa. Novak Djokovic has moved on to clarify how mistakes were made on the immigration document he submitted on his arrival in Melbourne, Australia, as his COVID vaccination saga continues. As he took to social media yesterday, Djokovic, he was in limbo before the year's first major that starts on Monday. It's the Australian Open. He won a legal battle this week to have a decision to cancel his visa overturned, but he still faces the prospect of deportation because he is not vaccinated against COVID. NFL news as we get ready for the playoffs. Another coach was fired yesterday. The New York Giants, they have fired their head coach, Joe Judge, one day after general manager Dave Gettleman announced his retirement. So the Giants, they're looking for a new GM and a new head coach. And it sounds like Baker Mayfield will be back with Cleveland. Browns general manager Andrew Berry said yesterday that the Browns expect Baker Mayfield to return as their starter next season, rebounding from a injured left shoulder. And a final legal hurdle has been cleared for the Denver Broncos to begin the process of finding a new owner for a team that's valued at close to $4 billion. A judge ruled on Tuesday that a right of first refusal agreement between the former late owners, Pat Bowlen and Edgar Kaiser, is no longer valid or enforceable. Kaiser's estate has claimed that before his death in 2012, Kaiser transferred his right of refusal should the team ever hit the market. So it sounds like the Broncos on the open market right now going to cost you about $4 billion. That's a look at sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz.